Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was wrong.
Let me go, Dre.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in the Fat Leslie and Mark Willard. I don't know if you guys ever noticed. I like to switch it up who I say first.
Yep.
Because I feel like I know the show's Willard and Dibs, but you know, Dibs can be a little sensitive. So I try to always, you know, hit him a couple times with the Dibs
hit
and Willard.
Him.
Yeah.
And that really is a big pick-me-up.
Yeah, very
appreciate that,
Dan.
Yeah, when
actually,
you do that,
Guru,
he floats through the show. It's amazing.
Yesterday, you said something about Dibley and Willard, and I was like, oh, that's something different.
I try to do that every once in a while. Yeah. And, you know, hey. Guru and Steiny coming at you, 10 to 2.
And you also try to do the legal correctly from time to time, which is kind of fun.
All right, what do you think of the game last night?
See what I do, Evan?
Didn't you guys have a bet? Stuck who won the bet? What? Just let it
let me live
organic.
My life.
Now they're going to get mad. Oh, no.
I'm well, talking to Willard.
No one's mad. He won the bet. It was over.
Willard didn't want to win. That's what, I retract the bet. I didn't want it.
There you go. Kuminga didn't.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
But we're all shocked. Real quick, we're all shocked because we were here yesterday, same time. We all thought he was going to get in.
Who's shocked?
All of us. Well,
how could I be shocked? I bet you that it wouldn't happen.
Shocked is not quite the right word.
I'm not shocked.
It's too strong.
But I also, like.
No, it's too strong.
I'm surprised.
Moderately surprised.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
We'll go there. Is that where your minds are?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It was just a bit.
No, that's not.
Like,
no, I'm too caught up in the refs
myself. I'm so relieved. Holy hell.
Yeah, you said Friday.
This feels like we just hiked a mountain for 3 months. Okay.
Memphis came back and took a lead.
Good Lord. I don't know. Y'all are nut jobs who enjoyed the second half. I don't even know what's the matter with y'all.
Man.
Christy will tell you, my face was on the bar half the fourth quarter.
Because we had seen that movie not being good.
Yeah, we went out.
Yeah.
We went out.
Full fam?
I would have thought that would have been a lock-in game at home for you.
No, because I can't lock in it at home.
Oh, yeah.
You got little birds everywhere in the house.
Yeah, you got some insects
what
around.
What does this mean? What does that mean? What happens now? What's the snare?
Holy crap. No.
You got away.
No. We're out.
I love
I'm going to go eat. I even had a drink last night.
Whoa.
Tuesday.
Look at my
Tuesday
man.
Tuesday cocktail. Uh-huh. Yep. But
you might
anyway.
Have had a second when that lead went from 20 down to minus 2.
No second drink.
Dude. Yeah.
No, but that was stressful.
Wow.
I found that to be, because you know where I stood. This is over. It's
I
over.
I wasn't there, but
lose.
I knew you guys.
It's
you were like, I want
over.
If Friday comes, it's a wrap.
Pay the over. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good job, 227.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, that is what I look for in my sports. I look for drama and good games and tight games. And even though they're up 20, you felt like Memphis would make a run, and then they did, and then they took the lead, and you thought, oh, boy.
Wow.
And that's kind of what I'm here for in sports. I like the drama. I like the excitement. I like Steph Curry having to dig deep and make a couple of big threes late.
It's incredible.
I like a five-second call, which really was a six-second call.
Yeah.
Which was called
correctly. They didn't get cheated.
No, they didn't get cheated, no. And I do think that the game was full of so much drama and intrigue and competitiveness, and Ja comes back off the ankle.
He was incredible.
Hit a couple of big ones. Desmond Bain comes back from foul trouble to like, oh, are you like Curry Bain?
I can't stand
that. And he had a couple in and out.
I have no good reason.
That's right, Guru. Dude. Oh, man. Misses were right there.
From 29 feet. No good reason. Like, that's a sports comment.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand that guy because it just
feels... You don't want him to win by 30. Just, I'm with Dibs. Give me some drama.
Dude, I do not need more stress in my life. Good Lord.
Remember when Bobby Knight said Indiana was down to... Was it Alabama with Wimp Sanderson or was one of those coaches?
Back a minute.
And he said, we were down 15, but I looked down at the other end of the bench and I saw Wimp Sanderson and I said, we're going to still win this game. You should have just kept looking at Zach Edey and saying, we'll win this game.
That's all for nothing.
And, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and stop this because I've heard you all day. And you know what? Put some respect on a rookie's name. He is a rookie. And he had 17 rebounds, and he had
Barkley
a double-double.
And Kenny Smith.
He had 14 and 17 as a rookie, and I think that you're being a little bit unfair, and you're being disrespectful to Zach Edey, a guy who 2 years ago was going to go undrafted, and then he had a great year at Purdue, and then he got drafted. And then this year, everyone thought, oh, that big stiff, he's no good. Well, he's not an all-star, but he's better than no good, and you're being wildly disrespectful to Zach Edey.
He stinks. He stinks. And he can't play against the Warriors, and I don't understand why he did, quite frankly.
He had a double-double.
They got something going late.
Six.
Goo. I mean,
I'm Dan Dibbs. I know we look alike.
Dibs.
Who's the biggest? The Dibs and Willard show. That's
who's
Dan.
Who was the biggest player on the floor?
Throughout the game?
Yeah.
Who is the biggest player in America?
No, I mean, Zach Edey.
No,
I don't like
it's Olivier Roux, who is 7'8 at Florida, but you're right.
I don't like my 7'4 guy going 4-for-11 from the field.
Right.
It's like, how do you do that?
And let Gary Payton block you?
Well, and what Guru said earlier was very astute, and you probably were, you know, either, you know, mining the text line or harping on him, but why does a guy who's 7'4 bring the ball to the ground so often? And that's where a rookie, and I mean, I thought you would give a rookie a little bit of grace, and I don't want to make this whole segment about a rookie, but he's not as bad as you portray him to be, and I just feel like it's a little bit mean-spirited.
But why? Not only...
Do him like you do me.
Okay.
Did he choose to guard Jimmy Butler?
No. I'm blaming the coach.
That's
what Barkley was saying.
You're right.
He said it was unfair.
You're right. And you know what? 5-1-0, miss me with saying 17 rebounds in all capital letters. Big deal.
Stats.
7-4. He should get 12 by accident. And Jimmy Butler showed why he was a great player. Because even though the big guy had a sag off, he still baited him enough to be able to go by him. And I just, to me, that game took me back to the Warriors in their heyday, where I looked at those two guys and said that they're not going to be able to beat the Golden State Warriors with two guys that big who were that inefficient last night. What'd Jaren Jackson shoot from the field last night?
He was 6-for-15.
Yeah.
If Zach Edey doesn't get 17 rebounds, they lose by 17.
And half of Jackson's shots were three.
So that means that 6-for-15,
Willard, I'm out.
4-10. So their two biggest players were 10-for-27 from the field.
26, but yeah.
I mean, that's a problem. That means your big men are not making Memphis's big men are not making the Warriors pay for being a smaller
team. But they did early third, and that got them back in the game. I go, what if you would have started like this, Willard?
Yeah, that's why it was stressful.
Had the lead.
They got beat in the second half. And you know, I'm not like I give Memphis credit for a lot of the things they did last night, but I do not look at Memphis as a good team. Yeah. But no, I don't.
Right? So I wasn't on
media. It's a mediocre basketball team right now.
They got more than mediocre talent, wouldn't you
say? Yes, but they don't get the right output for their talent.
They didn't inbound the ball like on the last possession, Dibs.
For 2 years, I've said this team has a leadership problem, and I think that you saw it yesterday, whether it's player leadership or coaching leadership.
Wow.
Like, I mean, you get to the end of the game and a 5 second
that
call in the
happen.
NBA. And this is what I mean, like, Dibs, you're not wrong, and I know there's some tongue-in-cheekness going on with the whole Zach Edey thing, but sometimes I think when we look at a rookie or a young player, we act like their basketball knowledge starts over when they get to the NBA. You don't need to be 28 to know that when you're 7'4", you don't bring the ball down. You learn that when you're 12. And Zach was probably 6'11 when he was 12. Like, so yes, he's effective in ways and also a stiff. Yeah. So you're both right.
That is the worst word for big man. And I've been waiting on you because we've been having some fun. I didn't think Pods was a foul on the block. I thought he timed it.
It wasn't.
Dibs helped me out. But the loony foul,
they called it,
the loony foul on Edey when he didn't even touch him and gave Memphis free throws, those were two bad calls.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm good. I mean, Jimmy has Butler, a list of bad calls.
Jimmy
so.
Butler getting to the line and looking over at the bench and laughing and rolling his eyes.
Was not a good call. Was not a foul. You were both right. You argued with this. Remember, 8 minutes into the show. Remember, you got so mad.
Yeah,
8 minutes into the show. Yeah, the refs came up. No, I was listening and I was like, wait a minute. I can find the middle ground here. You, Guru, made the comment the Warriors got a bad whistle. They did not. They objectively, in my opinion, did not get a bad whistle. However, the two calls you're pointing to at the end of the game. I had a Laker fan text me.
Ooh.
And he went, what the hell are the officials watching at the end of this game? He's got no skin in this. He hates the Warriors.
Oh,
he's
man.
Like, what the hell is this? So is that a fair middle ground? The Warriors got a good whistle last night, but those two calls at the end were stupid. And by the way, NBA, please do what the NFL does and adopt review in the final two minutes by yourself.
And I'm with you.
You cannot be vulnerable to a game ruined because
about
a team doesn't have a challenge.
Spike Lee, do the right thing.
Stupid. Yeah. It's just unintelligent, in my opinion.
Well, let's not dwell on the turnover that caused that layup that Pods fouled on, which is Jimmy Butler getting into the key and jumping and throwing the ball to the other team.
But everybody makes bad plays.
Jimmy was up by four, and you're in a spot where, live ball turnovers is what we talked about yesterday as something you had to avoid, and that was a live ball turnover that turned into
a three.
Well, it turned into the foul on Pods. Turned into the block shot. Okay, that was the foul.
Memphis had twice as many turnovers. I'll take what I saw last night. You're going to have some.
Of course,
some.
And
you're
that's why I would look at Zach Edey and 17 rebounds and say, if it weren't for those rebounds and those extra possessions, then they'd probably lose by 17.
They also had four turnovers.
Yeah, Willard.
Oh, I have them at four.
I got to give Memphis credit. I didn't give them a chance. But for them to come back and, because I text Steiny, going just like I thought, but for them to stay there, come back and get that lead, I was
terrified.
It was like scary movie
I was terrified.
Because we seen that movie just Sunday.
Time for the legal.
What do you mean we saw? They never had a 20-point lead against the Clippers.
No, against the Spurs, they were up 12. They had a double-digit lead in all these last three losses. Even against the Houston Rockets, they had a double-digit lead.
Double-digit lead, especially in the second quarter, does not mean
crap. But up four with 2 minutes left against the Clippers, close that.
I wasn't locked in on the lead. I was locked in on the fact that, dude, you're way better than this team. This should not be as hard as you're making.
Let's go to the legal. That one's not the legal.
Let's go live to Steiny with the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I think we've got to acknowledge that the NBA now and in the recent past is completely different than it used to be. And a 10-point lead ain't a 10-point lead. And a 15-point lead ain't a 15-point lead. 20-point leads can evaporate. I swear to God, this is how I look at it. You know why you won the game? Because you got a 20-point lead.
Yeah.
And you weathered the expected run that everybody makes in the NBA. Now, Did you want to get down one? Of course you didn't want to get down one, but I'm a firm believer in that. Yes, to come back from 20 takes a lot out of you. And they still had a quarter to go, and that gives the Warriors time to regroup and play their game.
I think the most underrated stat of the box score to remember as to why maybe this was close, Memphis shot the hell out of the ball from three. Now, they didn't shoot a lot of them, but they shot over 46% from three. So that's hard to weather.
And Bane had to go in and out. Yeah,
that's the one that calms and comforts me if you're a Warrior fan, because it's like Memphis came in, and they did, from a shooting standpoint, they gave you their best shot. And you were able to, and that's how you erase a 20-point lead like that if you shoot almost 50% from three.
Yep, but you build a 20-point lead, and Steiny made the point earlier about the Warriors, who were just absolutely on fire when they built up that 20-point lead. They were making everything, and you're right. It was going to be a game of runs, and Memphis made a run, and then Ja got hurt, and then the run continued, and that's what made it a little bit more alarming. I'm just going to bring this up now while we're all here.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you've all seen it, but the last two-minute report is out from last night's game.
I'm going to go.
Curry traveled.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Curry traveled.
I don't even want to
hear. Haven't seen it, Dibs. I'm saying.
I am on pins and needles.
Curry traveled.
Curry definitely traveled.
Before we get to the Curry travel, I'm just highlighting the three.
Man, oh, God, yeah. Have you seen the slow-mo?
Yeah, but
he does the Harden step back, and then his left foot rolls, moves,
he
rolls
put
again.
His left
you better
foot
be careful.
In. No,
he
put sister.
His right
foot. Oh, okay,
foot
I got you.
Out.
Yeah, all right, I got you.
Hokey pokey.
I didn't find I don't want to hear it.
Give it to us.
Well, I was just going to start with the Podzemski, the Podzemski, the Poughkeepsie kid with the block shot. When he goes up to block the shot of Skottie Pippen Jr., and it was ruled as an incorrect call.
Yeah, that was a block.
Correct call, and the description is he makes contact with the ball during Pippen Jr.'s shot attempt near the basket, and any ensuing contact once the ball becomes loose is considered incidental.
I don't think the ball was loose. It's exactly what I said to you.
The ball was loose.
Of course it was.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it was out of his hands. Yes.
I'm wrong, but I didn't think it was.
Nobody loves the refs more than me. You would be my vice president, and I'm just reading from the two-minute report. So if there was a review, the thinking in my mind is then this would be kind of the rationale where they would look at, although in this case, the review would have been done by the refs on the floor. A foul call does not go to New York. Like goaltending does and out of bounds does, but a foul call, they keep it local, so maybe they wouldn't have overturned it because they made the call this way to begin with. Incorrect call.
I actually don't believe the... I do not believe the two-minute report really believes that. but go ahead.
You got more?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of calls that
are... What about the Looney one?
This is the Looney one. Let me scroll down. Loose ball. Looney initiates contact across Edie's arm, affecting his ability to control the ball.
That's
a CC. That's a correct call.
Wow.
See, you guys can feel the same way about something, and I feel the same way about something else.
No, I don't like two-minute reports. I already think that they're weird because it's like...
Telling on yourself.
Here's our opinion about what we did.
I agree.
Well, by definition, this is tainted.
Yeah.
I want to hear your opinion about what you think.
Makes it worse, almost.
Of course. I heard from a referee earlier today, and he talked about how this is the epitome of transparency, which is what we all want. We all want a pool reporter to go and talk to the ref. Well, this is the league saying, we're going to look at the last 2 minutes and tell you exactly what we see. And I don't think that they're going to look at this and say, well, we need to cover our ass on that one. Because these refs get graded, and they get elevated or downgraded, as you know. Your cousin, who was an NBA ref for more than 20 years, and that's why the whole idea of a makeup call, it doesn't exist, because if you blow a call, then blowing another call on purpose to make it right is only going to hurt you.
I thought there was one last night, but it was in the middle of the game.
Which
there
was?
I'm trying to remember. There was something that Memphis came down and got a phantom call. And got a bucket out of it, and I was seething. I'm like, you got
it. Edie traveled, they didn't call it.
And then Steph went to the other end and like crossed half court, and someone went and breathed on him, and they're like, send him in the line. And Steph Curry that's an automatic two.
The one that
gave it right back to him.
When did Edie get the follow-up dunk?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay,
it's almost like you're inside my mind because that's listed as an incorrect no call.
Offensive interference?
Yes, it was offensive interference.
Wow. Now, I got to tell you something on that one.
Buck 28 to go.
Okay.
Edie goes up, and he had the follow
this
dunk.
This is bad, Willard.
And he makes contact with the ball while it's in the imaginary cylinder.
I thought it was, too, at the time.
I did, too.
But if you remember that, and people are going to be like, well, what does that matter? That sequence was like a flurry. There was contact. I thought maybe they were going to get a call earlier in that play when the guy took the shot, and I think they were just like, they missed it, but.
Jaren Jackson Jr. got tackled. They didn't call it.
I thought that one was pretty bad. I mean, look,
yeah, and Draymond should have fouled out with a minute 30 left when he fouled Scottie Pippen Jr., and it was a no call when Pippen was on the gather and Draymond fouled him.
Oh, yeah.
And he fouled out like 45 seconds later, but, I mean, Draymond should have been out in this moment based on the two-minute report.
Bottom line is Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry combined for 31 free throws.
That tandem is special.
I don't think you can
bank on that.
I don't think you can be terribly upset with the officiating, even though, yes, there are a bunch of bad calls. There are a bunch of bad calls.
Steiny said that, but I guess I'm looking at it like if they got fouled, you got to call it. We all agree.
Right,
so
but there were plenty where I don't think
the Butler one.
But then, you know, and this is the way fans think about it. You can also go, dude, it evens out. Like, if you ever do this, this is an exercise that no one wants to do because we're watching a game, so we're watching the ball, and we want to be entertained. But if you ever do want to just go watch Steph, don't watch the ball. Just watch Steph.
It's on IG.
It's ridiculous.
He's getting grabbed.
Grabbed? He is getting accosted. Like, I would be like, bro, get off of me. It is absolutely out of control.
Wow.
What happens to him when he doesn't have the ball. And against Houston, it's going to be at its
how they call it.
Yeah. Going to be total. It's at its worst.
But I'll say this to you guys, Dibs, real
just,
quick.
I mean, the last one on the report is one that nobody has even thought about or talked about.
Let me think.
Oh, I got it. Curry walked.
No.
Oh,
Seven seconds left.
They would never say
John Morant reaches in and hits the ball.
That's true.
It goes off Steph Curry, and the Warriors got the ball.
But they didn't list that as
fouled him. Like, did you? They cut to Ja's face, and he goes, I was trying to foul him.
Exactly.
Right. So they might have gone to review there if they had a chance.
Did they have that listed as wrong?
That it was a foul.
Call. Wow. They incorrectly gave the Warriors the ball.
That's interesting because this more than anybody, Dibs. Refs will do.
Damn.
They'll do this. If somebody reaches and the ball actually then goes off of the hand of the player who had the ball, instead of calling a foul, they'll just give you the ball.
Mm.
In other words,
right.
Yes, technically it's off of the
offense.
But you
offensive. Still got it.
They're like, but you fouled him. Let's just keep the play. Like, you see that a lot underneath the hoop.
But let me put this
on
the ballot.
That was a great example of that, I thought. There's no way. You're not letting Ja get a steal in a three-point game with 5 seconds to go that way.
Because
it was a reach. Yeah.
Let's not. I want to put this on the ballot. Let's not. The basketball ballot. Let's not play backgammon with the NBA and how these games are coming down to the wire. Forget who has a challenge or not. Let's do it for right or wrong. Like, Dina, maybe under the last 2 minutes, the refs, if it's a sketchy or it's, we know with big stakes, let them have the ability to go look at it.
Why can't they do replay assists? Well, like the NFL's doing.
That's what I'm lobbying
for. I don't want every play reviewed, but how hard is it?
It's not.
To look at this real quick in New York and say in their ear, Hang on. Let's take a look at this.
Is that not?
I don't know why that's
standard,
so hard.
It's a flow game. Basketball is a flow.
It used to be.
Well, and they want it to be more of that. Football is a 40-second play clock, start, stop. So in football, you have a much greater chance to actually do that. Basketball is flow.
It's true.
And if you want to get to where every whistle, and now we're going to twirl our finger, I don't think that anybody really wants that.
Well, we're stopping play now. Hey, Dibs, you got a little blood on you. It's like, oh, my, they stopped the play. Hey, you got blood. Go over here. I'm just like,
get it right.
Steiny, for a minute, actually thought Dibley had blood on his face. I could see that in your eye when Guru said that. You're like, wait a minute. Is Dibs bleeding? I saw that. Admit it. I saw it.
Okay.
All right. The playoffs are here. Easter.
Not yet.
Dude, thank goodness.
Not yet. It's still the postseason, technically.
Easter Sunday.
Are you guys taken by how much the Warriors are favored by in this series?
-200.
That's a big.
That is.
Like, they're a heavy favorite.
First time, second time in 30 years that the seven seed's been favored to
that's
be the two.
Kind of
the
other wild.
Offhand, do you
I
know
tried
the other
to
one?
Get it and failed. I admit it.
I'm a little surprised.
Yeah,
a little surprised.
I should have texted him.
But I think it's gonna be
the ball was off Curry.
A grind. The series is gonna be
for sure.
It's gonna be.
But the Warriors get that rest early Sunday, then Wednesday.
You get it. You get a ton of it. You have four basketball games over the next games 1 through 4. 12 days. 12 Man. Days.
Yep.
The next four basketball games.
The answer is the Lakers in 2021. Okay. They were the seven. They were favored over the two-seeded Suns.
And they won, right?
Yeah, after they had won the 2020 title, the Lakers had, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys got Steve Kerr at 5?
Oh, yeah, he'd be in a good mood.
Steve needs to be a little later. It's going to be 5:35.
What's he got going on?
I don't know. Like a series to plan for or
one-on-one
something.
One-on-one coaching with Kuminga, I'm being told by sources.
It's funny. That's a 3.
Because look, brought me in right off the bat.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And he was like, Kuminga. I'm like, you?
He can't now run
you?
From
and
it,
he's
man.
Like, well, these guys are going to have to ask Kerr something about it.
Look at FanDuel TV right now.
It's everywhere.
You can tell that he really doesn't want to talk about it. And you know what I said? You know what I said to him? I said, well, you know what? This is where Willard's great. This is where Willard's professionalism
true
works
detective,
for you.
True detective, you two are.
I sat down with a pen and paper this morning and thought long and hard about how I'm going to ask this question. And I think I've got it. Why do you hate Jonathan Kuminga?
And it's not
Hello?
Just him, though.
Easy.
It's the OGs,
so,
too, dude.
What do you guys think? What do you think of my question?
Like, can Kevin Knox get some minutes? Kerr?
Somebody called in and just was saying
the
that
way,
about Knox.
I think the safest way to do it is, now, Steve, for whatever reason, the fan base just, oh, my God, they just talk about Kuminga. Kuminga. It's not me. I
ask
understand
him about
he stinks.
Ask him about getting the game ball, too. That was pretty dope. Right. Game ball.
I mean, you and I know he stinks, Coach, but everybody else can't see it. What's up with these people?
All right. Have anyway. A great one, guys, right. And should be a great rest of the week and next week and hopefully the week after on 95.7 The Game.